It's the kind of moment that can turn a season around. With the Kitchener Rangers and Saginaw Spirit tied at 2 in the second period, Kitchener defenseman Matt Andonovsky was hit from behind Sunday, and went hard into the boards. Captain Francesco Pinelli came to his defense, dropping the gloves with Ian Phillips of the Saginaw Spirit. "We loved that. I don't think," Phillips was expecting the lefts to come out, said overager Reed Vallade. Phillips started strong, but Pinelli ended stronger. It seemed to spark the team. The Rangers scored on the ensuing power play, and stopped the Spirit 4-3. "You love to see your captain stand up for a teammate," said head coach Chris Dennis. "It's exciting for our guys. It shows how much passion and care he has for his teammates. When he steps up for guys like that, and shows great leadership, it sends a message to the rest of the team he's here to win and he's there for us," added Vallade. Mitchell Martin scored the game winner. It was his first goal since returning Friday, from missing 21 games after undergoing wrist surgery. Kitchener fell behind 1-0, but Vallade scored twice in the first period to send the Rangers into the intermission with a lead. In the final minutes of the game, Vallade had multiple chances at his first Ole hat-trick, but couldn't bring hats flying. "It seems to be the story of my life, when I have two goals, I can't seem to buy one," laughed the Caledon native. Sunday was Vallade's 11th multi-goal game of his Kitchener career, and third this season. Marcus Vandenberg picked up the win in goal, stopping 34 shots. The much-needed win comes ahead of a Tuesday night matchup with the London Knights, who come into the AUD losers of three straight. Mike Farwell and Chris Pope will have the pregame show at 6:30 p.m. on City News 570.